Minus started two. Tests. Yes, that's true. And thank you, Gerald, for having me on and for us having this conversation. We've, of course, known each other for a while here and different workings with alternatives and simple living works. And, you know, I've been involved in this sort of area of trying to bring these kind of resources into, in particular, the Catholic world, since that's my tradition. And just at the beginning of this year, I've shifted into full-time ministry with this job at the Pastoral Center. So what we've done is we've taken some of the elements that are on the Simple Living Works site, and they're ones that I've worked with before at previous parishes, and we've turned them into handouts that have a pretty engaging layout and design, and we've put together some other quotations and some other visual elements to make them as something that a given church can use as a weekly resource, as handouts or something they might insert into their parish bulletin to sort of engage the folks in their community around living more simply, having a more faith-filled Advent season. Yes, I mean, we really try to live as much as we can in this way and engage our two children. So we have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, both daughters. And so we try to really weave this into our daily lives. And this, I mean, this latest little project, actually it's been going on for over a year, but it's not a traditional sort of big community garden, but it's just a little strip along the sidewalk right around the corner for us. And there was a big patch of weeds there. And it was just kind of an eyesore. You know, the neighbor who lived there just didn't have the time to deal with that. And so we asked her if we and a bunch of other neighbors could plant some food there and start tending that space. And it's been a pretty amazing experience because we just took one day and started digging it up. And people came out from all over and wanted to help. And, you know, we planted a whole bunch. There's a lot of production that's going on there. It gets pretty good sun. And it's brought a number of people together in the neighborhood. So it wasn't that hard of a thing to do. It wasn't a big organized endeavor, but it's really become something that the neighborhood has noticed. So I think those are the kinds of things that we're called to do and to bring folks together and grow some pretty good food, too. It's across the bay from San Francisco, actually, and San Jose is in the South Bay. Yep. Well, so Gospel.link is an example of what we're trying to do at the Pastoral Center. And the Pastoral Center, we're a business that is focused primarily on Catholic parishes, although a number of our resources could be used. There are ecumenical resources or could be used in other Christian communities. But we're really trying to figure out the best ways to support especially Catholic parishes, in bringing these gospel values, making them accessible to folks in their communities, and helping leaders to take this kind of approach. So, and I mean, I'm a big proponent that when we talk about simple living, it's really something that weaves through everything that we do. And it's something that it needs to be a piece of whatever we talk about in our communities. And we need to kind of have that constant reminder. I mean, that's really what Jesus was about, is bringing to us a better way of living and helping people understand that. It's not just that we, you know, are trying to follow rules or something, but we're trying to, you know, understand what how Jesus was leading us to live a better way of life. And so that's a lot of what we try to do in our resources. And Gospel Link is one tool among a number of them. And so what we do is that on that site, we will take a period of time, a series of weeks, say 5 or 6 weeks, and we'll take a look at the lectionary readings that are used in our services, and we'll find connections with certain daily life or faith topics. And so, like right now, we're just preparing to start a series on the spirituality of work and connecting work with our faith. And we've previously done series on the world as it should be this summer, which was kind of looking at the kingdom or reign of God and looking at how the way that we live our lives is or should be connected to that. And what we'll do for those weeks is we'll have a web page for each one of those weeks, and we'll take a different aspect of those topics, and we put in some short videos, some reflections, some songs, some quotations, just in some questions for people to think about during that particular week. And we have two sides of it. One side is for just your normal everyday Christian who wants to go through this kind of retreat and daily life experience. And the other side is for leaders within the faith community. And that gives them tips of how to preach on these topics, other resources they can use to bring into the faith community, for example, leading small groups so that they can reflect on these topics, handouts that can be used or given out in the faith communities, etc. So we have those two sides that can work really well together, and you could take different pieces of it to use in your community, or you could just use one piece. But the more that you use together, the more effective we've seen it work within churches. So that's kind of how that Gospel Link site works, and it's a new experiment for us, but we've been getting some great feedback around it. And there's always some aspect that pulls in simple living, you know, into whatever those particular topics are. So it's not that it's necessarily all about simple living or that we put that title across the top, but it's something where that's part of everything and every way that we're trying to live. Right. So when we'll do one of these series, so again, Faith at Work is starting the last Sunday of September. What we do is we offer other resources alongside it. So you'll have the five different weeks, and one of those weeks in that resource is on this balancing life and work, just the life work balance. And we also provide for purchase a small group resource, which you're referring to, where we have six different occupations: business people, educators, homemakers, lawyers, nurses, unemployed workers, and a seventh one, which kind of covers all different occupations. And for each one of these occupations, we have a six-week small group process. And what we're trying to encourage people to do and faith communities to do is to gather together people, have a group for lawyers, where they can sit down and talk about what does it mean for me to be a lawyer and to be Christian, and how does that change how I approach my work, and what does it mean to integrate the gospel with what I do. And one big part of that is how do I balance it with the rest of my life, like you said, and that's 1 week is spent on that in each one of these series. But there's other aspects that are pulled in here, you know, how does it matter how do I look at my work and my professional competence if I'm a Christian and I'm in the workplace? How do I transform the work frustrations that are part of every job? How do I look at the social aspects and social responsibilities of say, looking at the system of your work and how it might be broken and how you might be called as a Christian to fix something that's larger than just your specific job? So those are the sort of things that we want to help people get engaged with those questions. One of the weeks in the online series is about, you know, how do I love my neighbor at work? How do I deal with those people who I'm in contact with in my work as I would want to be dealt with, which goes beyond just being, you know, kind of nice to people at work. But, you know, when you're collaborating with somebody, or when you're negotiating with somebody, or when you're competing with somebody, how do I do that differently because I'm following Jesus, because I'm a Christian? So that gives you a little bit of an idea. I mean, we have some other little components that we put together so that a parish community can kind of approach this all together. We actually do both. So at the Pastoral Center, we have a number of print publications, a number of books. So we work with two major publishers on our sites. And then we also have a number of e-resources. And so those are electronic files, very much like you provide them in Simple Living Works, where you download the files and then you can use them. Although most of our files, you'll pay some licensing fee for them. We try to keep the costs really low, and we're able to do that because we don't have to print them up and, you know, kill a bunch of trees and then store them and ship them to you across the country. But you download them and you can use them within your community. So we try to provide both, because there's folks who really want to have the books, and there's you know, other cases where it really makes sense for us to do with electronic resources. Yes, so we love talking about Pope Francis, and yes, a lot of what our ministry is figuring out how to help faith communities get messages like Pope Francis's Joy of the Gospel out there. You know, what will happen is that Pope Francis talks about a lot of great things, and he wrote that that document. But then the question is, how do we help get that to folks so that it can really be lived out into our daily lives? You know, how do we sort of translate it? I mean, that document actually is a very accessible one and an easy to read one. And I encourage anyone across the Christian denominations to take a look at it. It's actually very easy to read. I know a lot of our documents can be very dense and imposing, but this one's really delightful. And it's very much in, like you said, it's very much in the realm of simple living and living out our lives in joy. And so what we try to do is create resources. We have a bunch of things in support of that document. We have a PowerPoint, we have flyers, we have preaching notes, we even have a resource called The Joy of Just Living that's connected to that document, which is a really neat resource that takes some different aspects of voluntary simplicity and simple living and connects them with Pope Francis's document. And it can be used for small groups or as individuals working through, but these are the kinds of things that we see as part of our ministry. They can be used in either of those cases. It really depends on how that's done within a faith community. Most of who we sell to are leaders within faith communities, and mostly leaders within Catholic parishes. And so even though these resources can be used in a lot of different ways, they're often used within those contexts. Yes, I mean, we're very excited for that to come out, and we're already starting to think about what are the best ways that we can help faith communities respond to that. And so no details are really out on that document yet, but we're eagerly anticipating it, and we definitely will have something soon after it's released. Right. So Growing Up Catholic is, it's a website, growingupcatholic.com, and it's a set of resources. A bunch of them are free that we just post to support. Again, it has two sides, one for leaders within faith communities who are trying to, figure out how do we best support parents. And the other side is for the parents themselves. And gatherings of all kinds of resources, whether it's videos and reflections and tips and all of that. But I mean, just stepping back, this comes back again to this idea that simple living needs to be woven through everything that we're doing in our lives. And one particular area where this is a challenge and where families need a lot of help is just in how do we live as parents? How do we live as families, particularly in our culture today that in a lot of ways makes it really hard for us to live simply. And so, a big part of Growing Up Catholic is how we help parents to pass on their own faith to children, rather than a lot of times we have this model in churches where we think the professional ministers or the ministers within the parish are the ones who are kind of in charge or the lead ones in teaching faith to the children, rather than the parents passing their own faith on to their own children. And so the whole idea around Growing Up Catholic is that we want to give parents the tools they need, the confidence they need to be the primary people who pass on their faith. And that's what's going to keep the faith that's passed on lasting a lifetime for these children. And so part of it is how do we teach them about, what it means to be a Christian, but also it's about how do we live our lives? How do we show children how to live? And so it brings in some of the aspects that you brought up. How do we reclaim our mealtimes, for example, where a lot of us have lost those because there's just so many activities that we have our kids doing. I mean, it's a challenge for us as well in our family. How do we make sure that we're spending family time together? All of these different aspects are the kinds of things that we need to remind families about and give them tools to help them do it. So that's what we're trying to do on growingupcatholic.com and weave it into everything that we do when we're engaging families in a church situation. Sure. And of course, that's a huge question and more than, I can answer in just a couple of minutes here. But I certainly do not think that voluntary simplicity is obsolete. On the contrary, I mean, I think a lot of folks are recognizing that just, when voluntary simplicity is kind of a reminder to go back to the basics. And a lot of people, I think, recognize that when you're living these stressed out lives that are driven by all of these other values that are different from gospel values, that's not very life-giving. And so I think it's very important for our faith communities to be giving a voice to this perspective, which I think is very central to the gospel itself, which is why it's a big part of our ministry. And what we also need to be able to do as faith communities is to find ways to understand and be in conversation with the younger generations who are struggling with these questions. It has to be a conversation, and it has to be something where we can speak in the language and the terms and the new media and ways that that younger generations understand, so that we can use that language to get at these issues and help them figure out what works best. It's not about kind of telling them that this is the way that you have to live, but starting to raise these questions and ask, like, well, what are your real values? I mean, that's what we try to do, you know. What are your real values, and are you living out in your everyday decisions those values, you know? And that's what many of us find, I mean, myself included, is that I constantly have to be asking those questions of, am I living my life with those values? And am I living my life with gospel values and going back to what Jesus taught us? So that's what we're trying to do in our little, in our little way at the Pastoral Center. But I think it's exciting to also, you know, bring in all these different voices together and be starting these conversations. Yeah, we're actually our bees, sadly, we're passing those on to a new family, because Anne got stung doing one of these honey harvests and she's started getting large. She got a pretty big reaction this time, and we actually had to go to the hospital just to kind of check it out. And so it seems like she was starting to develop an allergy, and we decided we just need to pass those on, at least at this point, before we get that completely checked out. Well, I'm the first thing to understand, sometimes people hear about our backyard garden, how much we produce, and it's important to understand we don't have a huge yard, we don't have a huge garden, but it's impressive how much you can produce in a relatively small space and in urban or suburban environments. So, I mean, that's one little piece, is just taking advantage of the space that you have. And there's a lot of also underutilized land, like this little strip of dirt that was around the corner from us that a whole bunch of families are now taking advantage of. I mean, it's there's plenty to give away. But the other thing that we do is we do rainwater catchment. So we have a whole bunch of barrels that we've just connected up to our downspouts just to the side of our house. And we're actually just emptying the last one right now from the season. So we have six 55-gallon drums on that side, and we have a couple of others at some other spots. But it's nice to have some water there, at least at certain times of year, until it runs out. And we're, of course, in a severe drought here in California. So we try to use that as much as we can for our garden uses and the water for our chickens, et cetera. Okay. 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 Yep. Nothing's coming to mind specifically. Yeah, I can definitely send you links if you may have them down already, but we can make sure that specific simply, I don't even know if I used the term when we talked about it. It's the handouts for Advent are called Simply Advent. You know, I already shared that with you. So it's fine if you want to use the little image logo or just have the link or whatever, but probably just so people know how to get to it. Oh, sure. Yeah. We can pick something here. Yeah. I'll make a little note here. Okay. Yes, thank you, Gerald. Thanks so much for doing this. Okay, you take care. Bye.